The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself and say, do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha, the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Last Sunday we heard, "Jesus taught in their synagogues and was praised by all." Today we hear that this time the people want to throw Jesus out of town down a hill. It's the same people that were praising him for his teachings just a few lines ago. How quickly some of the people turned on him, losing their patience and any sense of love for Jesus. I was thinking what it must have felt like to be praised by all, and then very quickly angry mobs gather against you, and you have to sneak out of town for your safety. Reflecting on today's gospel reading, the message that popped into my mind was the topic of rejection. I know this can be a sensitive topic, but I'm hoping that no one will be waiting for me after Mass to throw me out of the door. I think when we hear the word rejection, there is usually a bad feeling associated with it. No one wants to be rejected. For me, the first thing that came to my mind was how it felt to be rejected by a girl in the 7th grade when my family moved to New Jersey. There was this girl that was in my class. I thought she was really pretty. It took me months to gather up the courage to ask her to go see a movie. As you may have guessed, I was rejected. I wasn't the most popular kid at school, and I guess she had her reasons. And I would like to go on record to say that that is not why I entered the seminary. Even though I got rejected many more times than I would have liked. But on the positive side, I guess I don't have to worry about being rejected for a date anymore. There is always a risk of being vulnerable and going out on a limb to take a chance to say what is in our hearts. Sometimes those words are received with open arms. Sometimes they're brushed aside without any interest. I was thinking, why did I take the risk of being rejected by telling someone how I felt? Why did Jesus tell the people in synagogues what was in his heart and be rejected for it? We do it because we seek loving relationships with those we long for, whether between God and man through Jesus or in our everyday relationships. We are hardwired for love, to give and receive love. Sometimes that requires us to be vulnerable, taking a chance to let the other know how we feel in our hearts. For Jesus, that was to proclaim the gospel message to renew the laws of God from which Israel was straying away from. God desired his people to be in a loving relationship with him. That will be only possible through the message of truth from the heart of Jesus. We know in this case that those who wanted to throw Jesus out of town because they were not happy with the message Jesus had to share with them. But I believe there were those who heard the truth in the words of Jesus resonating in their hearts. the truth that God desires us to be in a loving relationship with Him. All the love of material things and what we can gain in this world doesn't quite replace having a relationship with our faith in Jesus. I want to end my homily by saying that my homily from last weekend might have been a bit shocking to some of you, that someone who is studying to be a priest can have a time of dry faith, even feel loss of faith. But I thought it was a chance for me to be vulnerable and at the same time speak what was in my heart. It is okay to have a time of dry faith when you wonder where God is in your life. Looking back, I begin to understand a quote by St. Augustine when he wrote, "Our heart is restless until it rests in you." In my time of difficulty and anguish, my heart was restless, searching for God. But now that I have found my strength again, thanks to many of you and just kind of getting through the difficult time, I realize that it is only by being back in my relationship with Jesus that I have peace again and my smile back. I would like to invite all of us to continue to find the peace that only can be found resting in the loving embrace of Jesus.